somebody asks me now where the best place to go and learn Arabic, I say them go to Egypt.
Yeah.
It's not Medina.
Yeah.
It's not Al-Yemen.
Yeah.
I'm totally against these Medina books that people study. Yeah. I'm totally against it. Because what you are in need of is conversational Arabic.
Yeah.
You need to understand what the teacher is saying.
Yeah.
You need to understand basics. I don't necessarily believe that these Medina books really do the job properly.
I disagree with him. Yeah. We teach those books at Medina College. I'm 100% against that opinion. But we can differ and not hate each other, alhamdulillah. It's not an issue of wala al-bara, although I might have to kick off this interview. It's short.
I didn't actually know that.
If you keep putting it down.
Well,
I'm going anyway, go on, Egypt.
Like, even this is the type of Arabic that I studied when I was in Hadramaut.
Yeah.
The private classes I was having with this Syrian teacher, I think they call it the Asasi books.
Yeah, Kitab al-Asasi. I've got them over there, actually.
Oh, and he's got it in the...
Yeah, I've got Kitab al-Asasi. I've got the...
Why didn't you teach them that?
I've got... Plan to at some stage. Uh-huh. We have to get through the Medina books first, but I've got Arabi Ibn Yadayt.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
That they teach in Egypt that I'm not fond of.
If someone doesn't understand a teacher, right? Like you are somebody who doesn't understand English.
Yeah.
Is the first thing you're going to teach him English grammar?
No.
Doesn't the Medina books really heavily revolve around that?
The Medina books do, yes, I agree with you. And just to support your claim, just to show I'm not biased completely, right? I'm going to agree with you here.
Yeah.
There was one brother, I might have mentioned this before. He was an English brother, convert, white, blue eyes, all that stuff, 100% like. He went to Medina, and I remember one time the teachers asked him to answer the question, obviously in Arabic, right? He looks at him frustrated. He says, I don't understand in English. How can I answer you? I don't understand Arabic, basically.
Yeah.
You're asking me something in Arabic and you expect me to answer. And he was frustrated. He ended up not completing and leaving it. So you're right. You do need to have a level of Arabic before
you
go.
I'll tell you something, right? I remember when I attended a Nahw class.
The syllabus, as you know, isn't just the grammar books. They've got the kitabah, they've got ta'bir, they've got, for example, qira'ah, then they've got, in the second level, you start to study some basic fiqh and some basic hadith. And
if you study all of these books alongside the Medina books, then we're going to be on the same page.
Yeah.
I remember, subhanAllah, when I was in Damaj, this is after I studied conversational Arabic in Hadramaut, I was attending the class, a Nahu class, Tuhfat al-Siniyah, that a Sheikh was teaching us.
And that's an explanation of Ajurumiyah, the main one that they used to teach, And it's translated in English as well.
I looked at Arabic, please.
So we can just show people the book. Carry on quickly. Yeah, that one. Just so the people can benefit.
Yeah, mashallah. Oh, you get it translated, right?
No, not us. This is the book and it's a translation. I know you don't like me doing that, but maybe you can zoom in at one point. Okay, so that's the book. And they've actually translated. It's still got the Arabic in it as well.
Mashallah.
Got Arabic and English. Why would you translate a Nahu book, you wonder? Because there's people that just like Nahu, isn't it?
I think it helps the teacher as well.
It helps the teacher, yeah. Yeah, so go on.
So I looked around and I said, you guys are Arabs.
Yeah.
And your understanding is no... different to mine now when the teacher speaks.
Yeah.
Right? And it might be at times that I understand it better than you.
Yeah.
Because I learned like Fusha, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they call it colloquial.
No, classical or...
Yeah, in a classical way of, you know, speaking the Arabic language. Yeah. They're awam.
Yeah.
Just general commoners who haven't necessarily studied the rules of speaking Arabic or reading.
Yeah.
I said we're exactly the same. However, that which we both have is that we can understand the teacher when he speaks.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't understand basic conversational Arabic, he's going to struggle.
Yeah.
Right? Because even Arabs, they go and study Nahu.
Yeah. They have to study Nahu, 100%.
Because the majority of the Arabs that live today, they don't understand Nahu.
That's right, yeah.
They're just commoners.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Like we are in the English language. We generally don't know the grammar of the English language.
Yeah, exactly. I genuinely would advise somebody to go to Egypt.
Yeah.
So this brother, I would see him, he came, mashallah, his Arabic was on point.
Yeah.
As for other brothers, I could see that their speaking wasn't up to scratch, the understanding wasn't up to scratch. And I asked the question, why? I never actually discussed this with those who were struggling, but it was pretty clear to me. The system, there wasn't actually like a proper system there.
Yeah.
Even in Medina, there is a system.
Yeah. But it's not as good as Egypt.
It's not as good as Egypt.